Welcome to this week's Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening this week. We had Florida voters going to the polls on Tuesday. Well, at least some did. About one in five cast ballots in Tuesday's primary, setting the stage for this fall's general election. We'll be talking a lot about the races ahead on this program, but let us know if you voted or not. Why or why not? Voters registered but didn't bother to vote? Let's start lining up those calls now. 800-743-WLRN. 800-743-9576. Tweet us at WLRN. Odds are you probably did not vote during Tuesday's election. Why or why not? But first here, let's tackle Zika. This week, mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus were found in Miami Beach. Bugs caught in three traps in the Zika zone tested positive for the virus. It's the first time Zika has been found in mosquitoes here in South Florida, in the continental United States. Meantime, for the first time publicly, the Department of Health acknowledges that Zika test results could take much longer than the 1 to 2 weeks. That had been the official guidance for pregnant women getting tested. But Thursday night, I moderated a Zika town hall that included Lillian Rivera from the Florida Department of Health.
The Department of Health, I believe, has said that it is a 1 to 2 week waiting period. Is that still accurate at this point?
Yes, that is still accurate.
But after panelist Dr. Chris Braden of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control said testing can actually take several weeks because the tests themselves can take time to indicate a definitive diagnosis, Rivera said the Department of Health has begun telling patients it takes longer than 1 to 2 weeks.
It could be 4 weeks, it could be 5 weeks. We are preparing them for that.
Rivera said some tests take longer than others, and the number of tests coming in has created a backlog in labs. She said the 4 to 5 week timeline is accurate for the majority of patients. So the week in Zika now, with the discovery of Zika positive mosquitoes, are you draining? Are you covering? Are you stocked up on bug spray? You ready to move from Miami until wintertime? 800-743-WLRN. Zika up first. 800-743-9576. Covering healthcare for us at WLRN. Sammy Mack back with us on the Florida Roundup. Welcome back, Sammy.
Thanks for having me back.
So the test timing first. Let's tackle that because there's a lot of Zika news this week. But the timing of the test, how big of an acknowledgement is it now from the Department of Health that these tests may take up to a month and a half?
This is a huge acknowledgement. One, because we had been told by state communications officials over and over again, it takes 1 to 2 weeks, it takes 1 to 2 weeks, despite some reporting from individuals that had been told that it would take longer, myself included. And to have somebody from the county health department acknowledge that, in fact, it can take longer, I think is probably a first step towards trying to figure out what is the backlog. What is the average wait time? And that's important because part of what you're doing when you do that is setting expectations.
Right, right. Setting expectations and recalibrating them now. Perhaps a month ago, that 1 to 2 week time period was one thing. Now we're 6 weeks. Well, in fact, yesterday was the 1 month anniversary of the CDC travel advisory for Wynwood.
Mm-hmm.
We're a couple of weeks into the travel advisory in the Zika zone in Miami Beach. Now we're recalibrating that. Why the difference in the test time? Some of it is the backlog, but some of it, according to the Centers for Disease Control, is it just takes time for the tests to have a definitive diagnosis.
Right. There are a couple of different kinds of tests. The easiest, fastest one is to see if somebody has active virus in their system. Unfortunately, the window for catching that is really short. So then if you don't catch it there, you need to be sure that they haven't had it. So that goes to an antibody test that shows whether or not you've ever had it. Doesn't mean you're sick right now. And what happens with that is if you've got a positive test on that, part of what you need to figure out is sometimes there can be false positives where it looks like chikungunya or dengue.
Right. Because
so
that's
to,
carried by the same bug and can present itself in very similar ways initially.
The virus itself is really similar. So when you run the test, if you've had one, you may trigger a positive result for one of the other tests. So part of what they have to do is then confirm, okay, which one of these did you have? Was it actually Zika or did you get dengue at some point or chikungunya at some point? And that can suddenly make that process become much, much longer.
Now, let's talk about the number of cases, because we continue to get daily updates from the Department of Health about the number of travel-related cases, the number of locally transmitted cases. What do we know about locally transmitted cases specifically, and how many of those are active?
We don't know how many of those are active.
Hmm.
That is not something that is being reported when they're reporting on cases that were acquired locally. And again, part of that is because of the way the tests are done. It may be antibody tests. So you might not know when that person was ill, especially if they didn't have symptoms. I mean, we learned yesterday that there are some surveys that people are being asked when they may have had symptoms, which can help determine maybe when they were sick. But again, only 1 in 5 people end up getting symptoms with Zika.
Right. One of the cases that was added to the tally this week with locally transmitted case, and in Wynwood, but it was not an active transmission because it was essentially a test result that dated back to July.
Right. So this was one of the details that we got in the press release yesterday. We get these daily updates. So in the update yesterday, it did mention that one of the people, excuse me, was it yesterday or the day before? Anyway, this week, one of the people whose number was added to the Wynwood tally, their test had been taken a while ago, and it was not considered a present case, which is more detail than we get on pretty much every other number that has come across. And that may be, it is possible that that is one of those cases where they had to go back and make sure it was Zika and not dengue and chikungunya. I'm not sure. But certainly the timeline would make that plausible.
It's indicative of the timing that it takes to get a definitive diagnosis in some cases.
Yeah, it can be tough.
Yeah.
It can be tough.
Now, the Wynwood zone could be lifted, we've been told, as soon as September 19th, if there are no more active locally transmitted cases there.
That is what the CDC has said.
The earliest date.
Right. So from what I understand, there needs to be a 45-day window where there are no active transmission cases. So, you know, we heard from Bill Talbert, who oversees the Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, who was kind of saying, fingers crossed, this will happen. That said, it's another couple of weeks, so it is not a done deal.
And the Miami Beach is a later date here, and we got this positive diagnosis of...
Right, the countdown is not on for Miami Beach
at all. And just this week, it was acknowledged there were 3 batches of mosquitoes found in traps that tested positive for Zika. Not necessarily 3 mosquitoes that they found, the needle in the haystack, but these batches of mosquitoes that happened to get captured by these Department of Agriculture traps. One of those in the Botanical Gardens of Miami Beach, which is closed. What's the significance, first of all, of the Zika virus positively found in a mosquito?
Well, I talked to a gentleman yesterday, Dr. Mario Perez, who works at Florida International University and studies these mosquitoes. And what he said is that this is an indication that it is circulating in these mosquitoes, which may mean that it is a little bit entrenched. Now, the other thing, too, that we heard yesterday from a representative from the CDC who was at one of these meetings is that the Miami Beach mosquito traps got out there very quickly as opposed to Wynwood. And we're still trying to sort of figure out what that means.
Right. And we also learned, as I mentioned, the location of one of those traps where the Zika mosquitoes were found was in the Botanical Gardens. There were 2 others. We weren't told where they were other than they were in the Zika zone in Miami Beach. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez told us that the county knows those locations.
Correct.
Department of Health knows those locations.
Correct.
Centers for Disease Control knows those locations. Department of Agriculture knows those locations, but the public doesn't.
That's right. I asked why, and at first the response I was given was that the location of the other 2 traps would potentially interfere with the privacy of the people around the traps.
We were told those other 2 locations were private property.
Private property.
Don't know if it was residential or commercial. Frankly,
and we don't know.
I did not ask that question, that follow-up question.
Yeah, and so there are some questions there. You know, if it is in somebody's backyard and there's positive mosquitoes there, you can draw some conclusions about a person. It will be interesting to see when this is all over what the reports say about this and if we ever do end up finding exactly where they were.
We're going to be talking about politics coming up here on the Florida Roundup. Zika up first again. 3 batches of mosquitoes found to be carrying the virus in traps in Miami Beach in the Zika zone. Virginia is joining us on the telephone from Miami. Virginia, your Zika question first. Go ahead.
I didn't really have a question. I was commenting as far as covering up. I have been I went to Sports Authority before they closed and I bought Columbia long sleeve shirt, pants, you know, I'm hoping to get pregnant in the next year, and I've just been away from Wynwood, and when I walk my dog or go hiking, I cover up. But it's pretty scary how long it's taking. I just learned a lot on this commentary.
Virginia, we appreciate it. Hold on. I know you got a comment about the election as well. Sammy, that continues to be the message that we heard again this week.
Yeah.
Drain and cover, including landscaping.
Right.
Cover up yourself, long sleeves, right. long pants, and bug repellent.
And condoms if you are pregnant and concerned
right.
about contracting it.
Yep.
So good luck, Virginia. And you're doing the right things. And one of the interesting things that I heard yesterday, too, is after the press conference about the mosquitoes on Miami Beach, I spoke with Dr. Lillian Rivera, who is head of the county health department here in Miami-Dade County. And I asked her about these maps. So the CDC has its map of the area where they recommend pregnant women not go if they can avoid it. And the state initially had the same map, but they've been peeling away at it and saying we've cleared areas.
In Wynwood, they have.
In
not
Wynwood.
Not in Miami Beach, but
not
in Wynwood,
Miami
right.
Beach, but in Wynwood. And I asked Dr. Rivera what, you know, functionally, like, what does that mean? How did they clear it? How did they know? And part of what she said was that the recommendations really don't change for pregnant women. So if you are looking at these and wondering what you should do, it sounds like the CDC map is probably the one that you should be paying most attention to if you are a pregnant woman.
Another phone call here from Julia in Miami. Julia, welcome to the Florida Roundup. Go ahead.
Hi there. I'm a Florida resident, and my husband and I would like to try to conceive. We wanted to conceive right now, but with the Zika outbreak, since there is no vaccine for Zika, as a woman who would like to conceive soon, would it possibly be maybe a good idea to contract Zika now because of the immunity? Is that something that
I have no idea. I mean,
Julia, good question. I would obviously refer you to your obstetrician or your primary care physician for that question. We do know, Sammy, that Zika and remnants of the virus can remain active in semen for up to 6 months.
Right.
And that's why the sexually transmitted portion threat of Zika remains very
right.
real.
Right. And part of what we don't know is we don't know how long after exposure a woman needs to be careful. I mean, the recommendation is if you've been to one of these areas to wait at least 8 weeks before trying to conceive. So that gives you some idea of the sort of caution that scientists and public health people are taking with it now. I don't know if you can be reinfected after you've had it, which, gosh, I wouldn't want to put myself through that,
right.
not knowing if I could get it again.
Right, right. We know the antibodies can exist because those are partially what they test for when they go through
right,
the testing
process.
Right,
and not all viruses are get them once and never get them again.
Right.
Some of them you can get again and again and again, and I don't know if Zika is one of them. The other thing to keep in mind, too, is for the 1 in 5 people who get symptoms, the symptoms can be pretty gnarly.
The rash, the fever.
Yeah, rash, fever, joint pain, overall ickiness for a long time. It also would mean that you'd probably need to be quarantined for as long as you had active virus in you. I mean, talking through this right now, I would not recommend it. You could certainly talk to a doctor. I'm not a doctor. But the short answer would be I probably wouldn't.
Julia, good luck.
Thank you.
Direct those questions to your neighborhood medical professional there, but a great question nonetheless. Sammy, I want to ask finally, spraying efforts. Governor Scott recommended using a helicopter for aerial spraying in Miami Beach. Miami-Dade County authorities, the health department have said they're considering it. They haven't made any final decisions. Broward County had planned a preventative aerial spray. It's now on the books, I think, for Saturday morning. Do we know anything more about these preventative efforts?
Not a ton. The beach is still really investing most of their spraying in the ground game, partially because of the way they're set up, their
right.
breezes. Aerial spraying probably won't be as effective there as it would be someplace more inland. And one of the reasons I think that the Broward spraying mission got scuttled this
weather
week
conditions.
Was because of weather conditions.
Weather conditions,
right.
Yeah.
It can't be windy at all. It can't be rainy.
Right.
All of that will interfere with and make render the insecticides ineffective.
Sammy Mack, covering healthcare and Zika for us here at WLRN. You can look for all the coverage at WLRN.org. Thanks so much, Sammy.
Thank you.
Still to come on the program, politics, 1 in 5 Florida voters. Only 1 in 5 decided to actually cast a ballot on Tuesday. Is that cool with you? You okay with that? 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. Politics and your phone calls next on the Florida Roundup.